The outbreak of COVID-19 since December 2019 left many countries battling with how to contain the pandemic. As at 5th of August, the number of infected persons in the country had risen to over 44,000. In Enugu State, efforts are on to ensure that the protocols on prevention are strictly adhered to. But for those who already tested positive to the virus, 4 isolation and treatment centers are available for them to access treatment. The isolation and treatment centers are located at Esu Teaching Hospital Park Lane, the Diagnostic Center in Enugu, one in Nsukka, and the University of Nigeria Teaching Hospital, UNTH, Ituko Ozala. While the first 3 treat COVID-19 cases, severe cases occasioned by the pandemic are mostly referred to the UNTH Isolation and Treatment Center. However, some of the patients interviewed at the UNTH center said, though they got the best of treatments, they had to pay for everything except the services rendered by the doctors.
That time they brought me that my oxygen is about at 1. So the battle with my life, I must commend them and God will continue to bless them. I thought that they are treating me free. Even Parkland, they were saying that they treat them free, their food. But the UNTH is a different case altogether.
Upon testing positive to COVID-19, after I came, I heard that they give drugs free. But then the hospital wasn't giving drugs or anything. You have to buy whatever you need. And they said that their reason is that the government was not providing them.
The time I regained myself, they are treating me well and my husband, they are buying drugs.
Relatives of some of the patients at the center also explained that the treatment was biting hard on their pockets.
Yes, my husband, we came last week. We know everything they are talking about COVID, but since we came here, it's a different story because from day one, we've been buying things, our medication, the oxygen. My mother used up to 9 cylinders of oxygen. We pay for them. The medications, too. We pay for everything, even the food. And it has not been easy. This is a national issue, and I know what the federal government is doing about it. I don't know why Enugu State is left behind.